from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, back from vacation. I am. Heidi's still on vacation. It's about the time I'd normally be waking up.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, man, another hour to go. I'm tired as hell right now.
Uh-huh.
After a week of messing up my body clock. Awesome. Uh-huh. Perfect. If you're just now joining the show, you missed the last break where Emo's filling in for Heidi today. Emo has a superior history knowledge of music. I mean, she is a student of all genres, loves it all, really. And dives into everything deep. I mean, she has her emo rock and roll magic show. She loves Deep Cut Face Off. She likes digging through the archives. And I just played her a clip of a song from a band called The Velvet Sundown, and she was over there digging it, man. She was loving it. She was going, oh yeah.
Well, you were also egging me on.
I was dancing too. So I mean, I was leading the witness because I was really overly into it. And the reason I wanted to see what she thought was because the Velvet Sundown is an all AI band. I mean, they even like have the imaging of like, oh, it's just four AI image created guys in the band, and put out two albums in 15 days because they can do that, because they can just spit them out. You just put influences in and it spits them out. And after Emo's like, yeah, I like it. It's kind of cool. And then I told her what it was. And the response was, well, it has no soul now, so I'm out. I don't like it at all. I regret grooving to it at all.
Yes. I don't care how good a song is, because AI can get to the point where it probably will make these technically great songs, great art and stuff, but it takes away the whole point of art. So I will not have any love or respect knowing that.
Johnny, you brought up a question during the break, and I have to save it for the air. What's your question?
Well, because I know how much you hate the AI part, and you're saying there's no soul behind it, but the thing is somebody like Stephen Hawking, or you know, somebody who's confined to a wheelchair who can't move their arms, you know, you still have to plug stuff in. I want my music to sound like this. Like, they still have to plug stuff into AI. So a human has to do that.
Well, that's
to come up with the sound.
Not really. I mean,
what they want. AI making
it's
AI.
It's the prompts. You got
to
prompt.
Well, okay,
AI.
You have to be a great writer. You have to really write a great prompt. Even people that are making like music that I'm not into, like electronic and whatever, like that's very
JoJo Siwa.
But at least they are, you know. But that's Stephen totally. Like, Stephen Hawking could probably do that. You know, you can use. People are using GarageBand to, you know.
Because he has to tell it, like, what he wants the song to be about. So he's like,
yeah, but that's not.
Right, man. I was talking
about
this.
Believe in
make me a really pretty piece of art, AI. And that's that right there.
It can.
You get a piece. And is that talented for me? Because I told it to I wrote a great prompt, make a really pretty piece of art.
That monkey with a grass headdress, I just prompted that into AI. And because it said chimpanzees are now using grass as fashion accessories. And I didn't have a picture of a chimp with a grass, you know, head thing on. I said, get me a chimp, but I said specifically with a piece of grass stuck in its butt, and that's what it gave me. But it's still, isn't that beautiful?
It is.
That's something you'd hang on your wall.
I would have rather you drew it for us.
I didn't have time for that.
Let's see.
I can't draw like that. See, the idea was there. I prompted it. It's like me telling an artist, like if I want to have an artist draw something for my living room, and I don't have the ability. Like my nephew's in town, Mason. He's a wonderful artist, and so we'd like him to paint something for our house. And it's like, you tell me what you want, and I can do it for you. But we wouldn't have the ability to pick up a paintbrush and acrylic and do all this other crazy stuff. So it's kind of the same thing, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving him the idea, but he has the stroke ability to actually make it come to life.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's him that's like really doing.
But it's not his soul.
Beautiful.
It's our soul being translated by him. And he's like, hey, you like this? He's like, where I'm going with this? I see this. And so,
I know, but it's still the humanism that is what makes art art. Even if you have a prompt, you're still putting your soul into it and putting your interpretation of things.
Here's a 646 says, there was a human who created the prompts and listened to it before it was released. Is the computer not the instrument? The producer becomes the artist, maybe?
Yeah.
No, because even the computer, it's not like, again, like with electronic music, which I'm not into, but at least, you know, you're making, you have the idea of the sound and you're making the sound however you're doing it. But this, you're not even, you have a general sound, like, theme you're going for, but this AI is coming up with all that.
All right, so you
play the melody, the blah blah blah.
You play bass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But if I said, make me a kick-ass bass line, it kind of goes like, you know, boom, boop, 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 boop. Even though that sucks. But whatever.
Then no, that was kick-ass, dude.
I know, it kind of was. But I prompt it.
Yeah.
It makes it. And now I have a bass line. Now I'm like, okay, kind of like.
Well, I know, but it's still, it's.
Like the conductor guy. I'm always wondering what the hell he's doing anyway. Points over here to the violins, but the violins are doing it. What the hell did he do?
But at least it's still humans. The violins are being played by humans. It's all
they would have played it anyway. He didn't need to do that.
He's worthless.
He's prompting them like with his head on. You're worthless. Get off the stage. You're blocking the view. I don't want to look at the back of your head.
He's a visual timekeeper.
I just like humans. I won't even use self-checkout at a grocery store. And I don't want to get rid of, the more we do this and we rely on AI, we're going to, no artists are going to be able to survive. No real musicians.
Matt agrees with you.
Yeah, so is that the world we want to live in?
Because artists have been surviving for years already.
Well, some of them can.
Matt says, art is a human thing. Creativity is what we do. Mm-hmm. Let's not make machines take that away from us as well.
If life is too easy and so effortless, what are we going to do all day? We're just going to sit down and scroll on our phones because there's literally nothing to do because computers
can do. That's where we're headed, you know?
I know, and that's what I'm trying to stop. And Velvet Sundown whatever are not helping the case.
Here's the only caveat that makes me happy is that you can't copyright artificially created music. So AI created music cannot be copywritten if it has no meaningful human authorship. So when you go to look at the song credits for Velvet Sundown, it says written by the Velvet Sundown, performed by the Velvet Sundown. So there's no human authorship anywhere inside of the song credits, which
so we could use any song from Velvet Sundown as a theme song for this show and not pay them for
The U.S. Copyright Office. Yeah. But then you're taken away from artists that we should be using, you know, their theme songs or anything like that. I don't know if they get credit for it.
I guess you would.
Under 40 seconds, you don't really have to give a
copy. You don't think I pay The Clash?
Or Muse?
Or who?
Muse.
Do I use a lot of Muse?
Yeah, it's top of the hour.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't tell them. All right. Let's see. Art is in the eye of the beholder. Thanks, Dave. I never heard that before. Is AI music going to wind up like Bitcoin, where everyone hates it and says that, but then secretly buys it? Once they have some, they brag about it.
It's going to be like an NFT, which, how well is that market doing now? And back to Emo's point, I mean, music is meant to be performed. So, I mean, if you can't perform it. But what's going to happen is, you and I both know Emo, and this is where the slippery slope is that they've already put faces to these AI, you know, artists like they did with Velvet Sundown. So all they're going to do is get four guys that look somewhat like this, teach them how to play these songs, and then send them out on the road.
They did that before, and you were fine with it.
I mean, they've done it so many times.
Before AI, but they had they had guys who were from different bands, mystery bands, got together, and they formed a band, and they were cartoon characters. And that band was called?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Nope.
Oh, well, there is a similar
Alvin
thing with
that.
Alvin
and the Chipmunks.
No. They you see the video, and they
Metal
were like,
Gorillas.
Death Gorillas.
What? The Gorillas.
I said it first.
Yes, it was the Gorillas.
Oh, yeah.
You never knew who those guys were. Uh-huh. You still don't know who those guys were. But they created music, and they made top 40 and, you know, became radio hits. Uh-huh. You were cool with that because you assumed they were humans.
No, you knew they were humans because you looked at the song.
Millie Vanilli.
Damon Auburn was the guy who was writing
Millie Vanilli, huge stars.
Yeah.
Until you found out they were lip syncing.
And then what happened?
And then.
And that's the reason. Because nobody trusted it after they found out that there's no soul behind it. It wasn't them doing it. And but to your point, there's always been ghostwriters. Like, a lot of pop stars don't write their own songs anyways, so
yeah, but at least there was a human that did write it.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. There's humanism somewhere.
You know what sucks, Emo, is that I just went through like two albums trying to find the song that Frank played earlier, and I couldn't find that song. I was just like, damn it, these songs are actually kind of good.
So see, you're in.
Well, I don't care how good they are. It's lost all meaning to me knowing that.
All right, let's see.
These lyrics have nothing.
Well,
here
then, Emo,
means
try not to move and listen to this. Goes where the green wants me.
Boys with guns, but no way home.
She refuses to even blink.
Drifting deep through the static tone.
See, here's the thing. Even this song that you played earlier, the lyrics make no sense. So, I mean, it's literal gibberish.
Lyrically, they need help.
Yeah.
A lot of sky, a lot of smoke, a lot of velvet.
It's just not the world I want to live in.
I agree.
How do you feel about covers?
Covers are great.
But
that's a whole different
world. Let's be careful
world.
There. I think when you do a cover, you should like make it your own.
Well, yes.
Don't just do an imitation karaoke version of that person's song. I heard like Dexter and somebody did a cover of Paranoid by Black Sabbath, and it kind of sucks. Yeah. It's like, why do that?
Yeah. But you'd be surprised how so many of these major songs that we've grown up with, you don't even realize are old, old covers.
Do artists like artists doing covers of their songs?
Yes, because they get paid.
I guess there's that. But that's taking the soul out of it. They don't do anything special with
it. Doing it for the money.
I think if they don't, if they don't do anything, but...
Dexter in the what?
Dexter in the Moon Rocks.
Tell me what you think of this, Edmo. People think I'm insane because I am frowning
all the time.
Special?
Yeah, nothing special. Some covers are great, some
even
aren't.
Worse vocals. I mean, there's only one Ozzy. Why do you even try to do that?
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, make it something different in your own.
It feels like he didn't try to do it. You know, he's clearly not trying to do the Ozzy part. It's a bored version of Black Sabbath.
You might as well listen to the original.
What if I told you this is AI? No.
I wouldn't be surprised. But to your point, like even during that Ozzy, the Black Sabbath Back to the Beginning show, every band had to do a cover song. So every band did a Black Sabbath song. And to see the different interpretations of the Black Sabbath songs done by the bands was the coolest part about like the fact that they put it all together. You got to see these bands do two of their songs and then one Black Sabbath song. That was kind of like the rotation of the day. And the covers were either hit or miss. Some bands just couldn't.
Did you like Youngblood? His cover of
I actually did. He did Changes, and he crushed. He did a really good job of that. And I'm not a big Youngblood fan.
I didn't think he would be,
but I had to acknowledge the fact that he absolutely crushed that song.
You know, I mentioned JoJo Siwa earlier. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't like her. Not as much as I don't like Amelia Earhart. But like another reason why I just don't even know why I don't.
Yeah.
But JoJo Siwa covered Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh my god.
Which I'm thinking, why of all the songs you want to cover, you cover one that sucks?
Yeah.
Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes. No, I'm not thinking of Betty Davis Eyes. I'm thinking of Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts. That song sucks. But I do have...
Betty Davis Eyes still kind
of... It still kind of sucks, but it's way better than Juice Newton playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Fair.
That song fucking sucks.
Well, no, to be fair, I mean, that's the only way to say that.
That's the only way to really establish how bad that song is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Betty Davis Eyes just sucks.
Yeah.
But here's JoJo Siwa's cover, and Kim Carnes is not a fan.
Let's see.
That's got a sting.
Oh, man.
When the original comes out.
Let me see. Here we go. And she knows just what it takes to make a girl blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. You know why that sucks even more?
Auto-tune?
She put an auto-tune of the rasp on her voice to be Kim Carnes-y.
Wait, so that's a fake rasp?
I think so. You didn't hear like the manufactured tone?
See, that's like my level of AI, too. I don't
auto-tune?
Like that.
You're out.
Yeah.
That's where I was out. Auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have somebody who can't sing tell AI to sing it for them. There's actually an app you can buy where you talk into the app. Mm-hmm. And it takes your voice. Like, you got to keep talking for a while. Like, start read a book to it or something like that. So it gets your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can prompt it to basically have you sing any song, like a cover of whatever songs you love. If I want to sing Betty Davis Eyes, it'd be my voice singing Betty Davis Eyes because it used my voice. You've seen this app, Jordan?
Terrified of the future.
Looking it up. No. I haven't seen it yet, but I know that there's songwriting apps that basically you can put any prompt in and it spits out like exactly what you're looking for.
So like if you want to find out like what song you would sound really good at singing during like karaoke, you can just have your voice go through this whole list of songs you can sing.
That's fun.
That kicks ass.
Of trying and experimenting. There's nobody experimenting anymore.
I can sing a lot of more sets so well. I got one hand in my pocket. Yeah.
See, people used to have stories about how they found their song, you know. Nobody's going to have stories anymore.
What's your song?
My karaoke song?
Yeah.
I did. It was for a while, Highway to Hell.
Wow.
And then I've been mixing it up to, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting?
I really wish we'd have done this off
I Want
the
You
air.
Back. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
No. I mean, I wish we'd done it off the air. Everyone wrote down their karaoke song and then had people call in and put them in order like they do on like Price is Right. You got to put them in the right order and you win.
Mm.
Because yours was Highway to Hell. Now, who would have thought emos would have been Highway to Hell?
Or I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
See, who would have thought emos would have been Jackson 5? Now she has to think of another one because we're going to do it off the air.
Okay.
Don't write it down, huh?
We would have thought that was Corey's, right?
Jackson 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. So write down your song.
I have two of them. That's the problem.
Oh, I do have a new one I've been doing.
Don't hog the karaoke mic. Well, I hate people who get up more than once during a night.
I'm not doing it. It just depends on what the night is.
But if you have two songs, you're one of those assholes that gets up twice during the night.
No,
somebody else. Yeah, don't. No. It's a one-song thing, karaoke, and then sit down.
It depends on the day, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Because if it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, that's the one I'm doing. But I have a different
Friday,
one.
Yeah, Friday, no, I gotta get down
No.
Okay.
But I'll write it down. I'll write down my other one.
Write it down.
Write these down.
Okay. And then we'll ask the people to call in and guess.
All right.
But you got to give me all of yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Boom. And I don't know. Maybe I've mentioned this in the past. Some people might know. But hand them over.
All right.
Run yours in here, Renee. 818-955-2955. I have tickets to go see Joe Bonamassa. If you can successfully put our karaoke songs in the correct order of performance, meaning who song is whose. All right, emails don't hurt over. Assuming it's not Highway to Hell or
the other one. I don't think you'll get this one.
Here comes mine.
Okay.
All right. Oh my God.
That was me. That was a good throw.
Oh my God. Seems like we need to have a karaoke party. I want to see this.
We
stuff.
Should do that.
Corey, you got one? Bring it in.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. All right. 818-955-2955. You can call in. I will give you the names of the songs right now. Okay. All right, one of our karaoke songs is, you can write these down at home so you can keep track. You have to move them around, like it says, like, Price is Right. You got two right. All right. One song is Humpty Dance. Another one is Patsy Cline's Crazy. Next one is Frank Sinatra, My Way. Another is Pearl Jam, Even Flow. Another is The Foundation's Build Me Up, Buttercup. And finally, Peaches and Cream, 112. Put them in the correct order, you win a prize. I also have tickets to the Villain Art Tattoo Expo happening this Friday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Entertainment Center. If you want tickets, just go to villainarts.com, arts with an S, villainarts.com. But I have a pair of tickets for that as well. 800 of the best tattoo artists in the world will be out there doing tattoos. So go get something good, not from that idiot neighbor of yours who just bought a tattoo gun. Thinking about getting into it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. Eric, you're the first one.
Eric.
Yeah, that's why I said Eric, you're the first one. This is not going well for you, Eric. I don't think that you're going to do well at this game.
We'll see.
All right, Eric, put those you wrote down the songs, put them in order. Humpty Dance. Whose karaoke song is Humpty Dance?
Johnny.
Going with Johnny, okay. Whose is Frank Sinatra's My Way?
Jordan.
All right. Whose is Patsy Cline's Crazy?
Corey.
All right. Who's Build Me Up, Buttercup?
Yours.
Who is Even Flow?
Emo.
And who is Peaches and Cream 112?
Renee.
All right, let's see. Looks like you got two correct.
Oh.
Hey.
I can't tell you which two, though.
Yeah.
All right, he got two correct.
Okay.
So we got you just got to beat two.
Yep. Hey, Joey.
Hey, hey. Good morning.
All right, whose song is Humpty Dance?
Who is a Humpty Dumpty Dance, you said?
Yeah, Humpty Dance, yeah.
Let's see. Corey.
All right. Who's Frank Sinatra My Way?
I'd say that's you, Frank.
All right. Who's Patsy Cline's Crazy?
Emo.
Okay. Who's Build Me Up Buttercup?
That's giving Renee vibes.
Renee. Who's Even Flow?
Heidi.
Oh, Heidi. Okay. And who's Peaches and Cream 112?
Jordan.
All right. You got zero. Yeah, absolute stinker. You're no good at this. All right. All right. I'm just going to have to give them to you because this is going to take way too long. Okay. Could you pull up the song so we can hear the song and then I'll reveal who made this their choice.
Right. We should have them start singing along.
So pull up Humpty Dance, let it play for a little bit, and then start singing along with the lyrics if it is, in fact, your song. All right.
Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all. And just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pop me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky. I'm spunky, I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this, straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous, I'll eat up all my crackers in your licorice.
Hey, all right, Renee! Right.
Hey. Yeah, hey. Look at me, I'm skinny.
Nice, Renee. Nobody picked like Renee for that.
I just got busy in the Burger King bathroom. I'm
crazy. All right. It's enough now. It's enough.
They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me.
All right. Pull up Frank Sinatra's My Way. That's next. Let's see. Is that one that someone picked correctly once? Yes. That was a correct choice the very first round.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
It was Jordan!
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain, I've lived
a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more.
All right.
I never said I was good
much
at it.
More than this.
You just got to go with it.
Good karaoke sucks. That's the point.
Yeah. Two for two right now.
All right. Patsy Cline's Crazy. Pull it up. All right.
I've had a few, but then again.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
I'm crazy,
crazy for feeling so blue.
Crazy's my song.
Nice.
I am three for three right
it's your
now.
Girls too.
It is. That's why I was singing to her. It's our wedding song. All right. That was crazy. All right. Pull up Even Flow.
This one is wild.
And then someday.
I love that somebody said emo did this one.
Window. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Emo. Even Flow is emo.
Oh my god.
All right.
Nice.
So let's bring up Peaches and Cream, 112.
Even Fleur. That's a new one that I just discovered is really fun.
That is fun.
As a shadow had a pass over.
You're nailing it.
All right, 112.
It's the S, the L, the I, the M. Let me tell you what I wanna do.
Hey,
let me show you that I feel you. Wanna freak, wanna ride with you. Wanna kiss when I put my lips all over you.
All right, Corey, bringing it. I guess that leaves Johnny.
Process of elimination.
Build Me Up Buttercup. All right, let's hear it, Johnny. Let's bring up the song and sing along.
You want to put on the actual karaoke version? I'll really do it for the...
Oh, really? You know it by heart?
No. I will change up the words.
I mean, Emo knew every word.
Yeah.
Come on. Work a little harder, Johnny.
Crank it.
Sober,
I'm gonna change the words right here. We'll be over at 10. I tell you time and again. That's why you gotta get up early and listen to the show before 10.
You do a commercial in the middle of the Heidi Frank show. Great, that'll get him coming back.
Down again.
All right.
Hey, baby, I try to find fun, everybody. A little time and I'll make you mine.
Good stuff.
Good. I got everybody's correct.
Did you really?
Yes. Wow.
Did everybody else, when you played in studio, or did you guess who everybody else was? Was Emo the only one that got an ace on the quiz?
Jeez. You know, yeah, I thought even right. Flo was Renee. Yeah,
I think I threw everyone off.
You threw me off on that one.
Yeah, Johnny for that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Renee and Emo was the biggest surprise with Humpty Dance.
Uh-huh.
I get down with the Humpty Dance.
Ooh.
Sing last the lights go on, you start singing Build Me Up Buttercup, everybody goes home.
Everybody joins in on that so that, you know, it kind of hides.
Change the octave change, man. So, no, we can hang with that. We've already hit the high notes.
But it's one of those ones that everybody in the place starts
the highest
singing,
we can go.
That's why I go with it.
Yeah, oh, man.
Sweet Caroline or something.
Yeah.
Everybody always chimes in.
Yep.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.